Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. The Lord's Prayer is a most wonderful model prayer and has been central to Christian worship from the earliest days. In the previous verse, Jesus told his disciples that they didn't need to inform God of anything in their prayers because he already knows everything. Here he spells out what they should pray about. In the first century, there was a guide for Christian living called the Didache, which recommended that the prayer should be said three times a day. Christians will vary in their use of the prayer, but whenever we use it, it's exciting to reflect that it takes us back to the very words of Jesus himself and to the heart of the kingdom. It's often helpful to pray the prayer very slowly and to use each sentence to trigger our own personal prayers. The Lord's Prayer is all about relationship. It begins by looking to God because everything in this prayer flows out of our intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father. As an Aramaic speaker, the word that would have been in Jesus' mind was Abba, which literally means daddy. It's a warm and intimate word. Jesus wanted his followers to enjoy that kind of closeness to God. As we pray to our heavenly daddy, we're all fully aware that he has a unique status. He's holy and set apart from anything that's imperfect. So we begin the prayer by affirming that he is to be totally respected, or hallowed, to use the language that many of us were brought up with. This isn't merely a recognition of the importance of respecting God's name, but also of honouring him for all that he is and for all that he's done. And as we pray our Father, we're also affirming that we're part of a community of people who want to live for God. The Lord's Prayer is for those who are fully committed to putting their Heavenly Father first in their lives. So let me ask you a question. How would you describe your personal relationship with God? And now let me pray with you. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've invited us through your Son Jesus into an intimate relationship with you and with one another. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.